Bonjour, this is Cyril from Work Smarter, Live Better. In this video, I want to share one simple advice that can have a big impact on your productivity. Having worked with many leaders around the world, one thing I'm always surprised is to look at their calendar and how it's crazy. It's back to back with meeting all day. Some of the leaders that I work with have two or three meetings scheduled at the same time. And they start earlier and earlier in the morning, now with all the Zoom meeting and team meeting, finish later and later on, and they are absolutely running like mad all day long. A few years ago, there's two gentlemen called Jim Lehrer and Tony Schwartz who did a really interesting study. And they wanted to find out why some tennis players were really at the top two or three, where others were constantly behind. And they started looking at their technique, couldn't find that much difference. The way they hit the ball, couldn't find that much difference. Their fitness, couldn't find that much difference. And then they had the breakthrough. They started looking not when they were playing, but in between points, in between game. And that's where they found a big breakthrough. What they called it is the champion managed the gap. They find that those two or three top players have a way to re-energize themselves constantly during games, between points, where the other players will have a bad point and they will carry the stress of that point for quite a few points after. And then they started looking at the business world and found exactly the same thing in the business world. Top leaders, very highly effective leaders, have this ability to constantly re-energize themselves during the day. And so what do I mean by re-energize? First, I suggest to do that every hour and a half, having a little break to re-energize. Not long, 5 minutes is fine. How do you do this? I think the best advice that I can give you is don't have 1 hour meeting, have 50 minute meeting and keep a little bit of gap in between. But what is this? Now I have a very bad news for all of you. Having a little breather, having a little break is not checking email. Sorry, that's not a break at all. What is a breather? Well, an example for me is I play ping pong. I have this little table and the way I play it and I put it up and I'm gonna play ping pong for 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. And it completely, you can't play ping pong without being too obsessed with work. You have to focus on the ball. So I have to hit the ball and bring it back, otherwise it just go anywhere. And so it completely free up my brain from thinking about anything else. And I do that for 5 minutes. And it's a really good re-energizes, breathing time. And then I go back and continue work. So let me ask you this question. What could you do every hour for 5 minutes to have a little break, to re-energize your brain? This is this week's Work Smarter, Live Better tip. I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to go back and have it actually a 5 minute breather now. Have a little ping pong. You have a lovely day. À bientôt.